Sorry. Got some medical assistance on hand for you right now. A medical moment on a Friday. And Dr. Bruce Thompson is in the house. He's a medical man, and he looks very alive on a Friday. How are you doing, Bruce?
Doing fantastic, actually. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
A fresh Friday.
Very fresh, nice bracing breeze outside. It's wonderful.
But not as fresh as where you stay, just up the hill. I mean,
no, we're pretty chilly. Our pool's sitting at about 11 degrees at the moment. Which it's bracing, let me tell you.
Heading down from Kloof to Ballito on a Friday must be a welcome slight change of temperature and scenery.
Yeah, and start stripping off as I get out of the car.
Well, this is the thing. But talking about a bracing start to the morning, a lot of early risers, a lot of early runners out on the roads this morning. And right so, because, you know, that landmark event is on the horizon. Comrades Marathon is looming.
Yeah, all the signs are up. It's very exciting up the hill.
Oh, and then the fever is definitely palpable. You've done a Comrades or two in your...
Done a couple, yeah.
This is...
A brace. I'll say a brace.
But it's a weird thing. I mean, South Africans, and particularly people in this part of the country, you speak to folks who come from overseas, and maybe they run a marathon. Maybe it's like quite an achievement to run a marathon. But here, it's like marathon. You haven't done a Comrades.
That's just your training run, bro.
And it's bizarre, like this obsession with this ultra distance thing, which is a South African institution. Mm. It's a legendary, world-renowned event.
Yeah.
Even if you're not quite there, if you are starting out on a running journey, maybe working up toward your first 10K or 21 or first marathon even, the winter, they say, that's when you sort of put in the hard yards.
You really have to be committed. Yeah.
But difficult as well, because all these bugs flying around, lots of lurgies, lots of people getting knocked off their feet with some wild stuff.
You're giving me so many opportunities to jump in there.
Jump in. What should we be looking at?
So it's, I did want to talk to you about, what we can do for the runners, especially those who are worrying that they're going to be picking up bugs in this last couple of days. So both myself and the nurse down at Thrive can provide you with good homeopathic injectables. So it's a process called biopuncture fundamentally, but it's using these injectable homeopathic products. We make formulas for flu. So, we cover the flu jab sort of arena. So just to keep the bugs at bay. And also the injuries, so a lot of people have been picking up injuries with these last couple of long runs before the Comrades. I always, up in the highway area, always provide the Traumil injections, Zeal injections. Mm. The Heal products, a German product, it's an excellent anti-inflammatory and sort of healing agent, really. It just helps the body to focus on what it needs to do. Used it for years and years, helping runners get through those qualifying marathons and indeed the big one.
Yep.
Just providing them with a little bit of extra support. Obviously, we can't talk about running injuries and sore muscles and joints and so on without mentioning the War Gel, the MSM and Arnica and all my little magic little ingredients, homeopathic ingredients that are bundled up in the War Gel.
And this is your own formulation.
Yeah.
And it's, as the name suggests, War Gel. It's battle tested. It's been put through the paces.
Yeah, look, it's kind of based on a traditional formula. But I've just sort of added my what I can do to make it better, and the feedback is really good. You can get it off the shelf at Thrive or from me, but it's really useful for runners to think about these things a little bit before longer before the run, because you need to prepare yourself properly, and hopefully everyone out there is doing the work and have been systematic in how they've prepared themselves for the big one next weekend.
It's a bit of a mind shift to get this sort of prepping mentality, prehab, I think it's been called, so as opposed to, as you say, waiting for stuff to break
waiting
and then
the problem, yeah.
doing rehab.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on B12 and sort of supplementation in that arena to support?
Well, you know, supplementation definitely has its place. You just got to be well advised. You know, that's the thing. We often are throwing way more at us than we need to. My fundamental belief is get it from your food. Make sure you're eating right, getting the right balance of balance in your diet, and, you know, indeed also giving your system a rest when it needs a rest, you know, fasting and so on. We've discussed these things before. But supplementation, specific supplementation, yeah, under guidance is always useful. I mean, there's a lot of things that are safe to use, you know, just get off the counter, over the counter. But, you know, if you're finding you've got a problem, go and speak to someone. You know, like I always say, you've got good homeopaths up here. There's a number of us. There's really good advice in the pharmacies. You know, go and speak to the pharmacists. They often have a really, you know, often better than the GPs, have a good idea of what's available and what people should be using and how they should be using it. So,
wow. Yeah. And now you talk about this biopuncture as a way to sort of support not just those who are putting themselves through physical training leading up to comrades, but just general immune support and flu fighting ability. Yeah. But it's not the flu jab. This is a different thing, right?
Yeah, no, it's not the flu jab. It's not an attenuated virus. It is a system that helps prime your immune system to deal with viruses better, and not a particular virus or a particular strain.
So it's not a vaccine
it's
in that
it's
sense?
It's not a vaccine. Okay. No. It's not intended to be.
Interesting stuff. And there's been some interesting news on the latest, the efficacy of the latest flu jab that's currently widely available. Some reports indicating that it's not really that effective, or that actually in some peer-reviewed things it's seeming to have a sort of negative effect.
Negative efficacy, yeah. It's a kind of interesting thing, but yeah, it is what it is. People need to just make their own minds up about that.
Well, do some reading. You know, the internet is there. Although I don't know, sometimes it just tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But if you're looking to talk to a real human with a real opinion and experience in the medical arena, Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath, based here in Bolito on a Friday, normally, and
down at Thrive Pharmacy.
Thrive in the bottom Bolito village, in good company there. A really cool holistic healing setup, and a place where you can definitely find what you're looking for, whether you're heading out on a long weekend run, or if you're just recovering from the aches and pains of life.
Yeah. Worried about the sniffles coming in and all of that.
Absolutely. Last little thoughts on whipping up a mean flu fighting concoction? Are you a fan of a kind of a herbal hot toddy or a...
Yeah, I'm a real fan of fire tonic. I don't know if you've heard of fire tonic. So it's a garlic, turmeric,
apple cider vinegar. Right?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys locally making it. You can generally buy it in like 750ml, 500ml, 1 liter bottles.
I think I've seen it at the markets here.
There's a chap making it with CBD combination and things like that. So it's really, you know, and very, very nice and very good tonic. But, you know.
Do a shot of that in the morning and you'll...
Shot of that and my flu jab and you'll be away.
There you go. Fire. More fire for your Friday. Yeah. And giving you some stuff to think about. You heard him here on your Friday morning show, Radio Life and Style, Dr. Bruce Thompson. And if you want to chat to him in person, get an appointment, what's the smartest way to link up?
WhatsApp 083-7899-328.
Couldn't be easier. And just pop on down to the Thrive Pharmacy in the Lower Bolito Village. Ask for the doctor you heard on the radio. They'll connect you. Bruce, have a fantastic Friday. You're not running comrades this year, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll be supporting.
Good man. Yeah. I'll catch you again on a future Friday show. What do you say?
Thank you very much.
Back to the music.
Cheers, Mike.